Good morning. A warm front draped across interior New York and New England today will provide the focus for clouds and scattered showers and thunderstorms as a low pressure wave rides along the front. To the south of the front in southern New York and New England, temperatures will climb well into the 70s to even around 80 in a few spots despite only partly sunny skies. To the north of the front, mostly cloudy skies today, but temperatures should still manage to get well into the 60s, while right along the I-90 corridor will top out close to the 70-degree mark. Energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will act on the front and the warm and moist air to produce some stronger storms late this afternoon that could contain wind gusts and heavier downpours. While there will be a break in the action from time to time, we'll still run the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight as the front lingers nearby and temperatures stay in the 50s for overnight lows. Another wave of low pressure will ride up and along the front through the Ohio Valley and into the region on Thursday. This will keep skies mostly cloudy with a good chance of showers and some rumbles of thunder, especially in the southern half of New York and New England, but scattered showers are still possible to the north as well, with highs in the mid-60s. This wave of low pressure will finally make its way through on Friday, still some scattered showers along with it, otherwise a developing breeze out of the northwest with temperatures topping out close to 60. We'll clear things out behind this system for the weekend. A bit cooler on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds in the middle and upper 50s and partly to mostly sunny on Sunday in the lower to mid 60s. Another disturbance will work its way in our direction with scattered showers and thunderstorms for the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a busy spring weather pattern is in store for the central United States and portions of the east over the next couple of days. The focus for the active weather will be driven by an upper-level low currently over the southwest and a slow-moving front that extends from the northeast down to the southern high plains. The biggest weather hazard associated with this system will be multiple days of thunderstorms and heavy rain that will extend across a large section of the country from Texas to the Ohio Valley. The best chance for severe weather will be confined to central Texas and Oklahoma, where the Storm Prediction Center has highlighted the region as having a slight risk of severe thunderstorms. However, thunderstorms will impact other areas and are likely to bring summer-like downpours across Ohio and the lower and mid-Mississippi valleys. Thus, the Weather Prediction Center has issued a slight risk for excessive rainfall across a large area from southwest Ohio to south central Texas, and through Thursday night as much as 2 to 4 inches of rain could fall across this region with locally higher amounts that could lead to instances of flash flooding. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility with light rain and 37 degrees with a northwest wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 15 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 46, 97% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 29.87 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms near 60, and in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and storms and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 62 degrees, the low 35. The average temperature, 49, that's 3 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday, 2.09 inches for the month, which is 75/100ths of an inch below normal, and 7.51 inches for the year, which is 3.33 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high, 92, set in 1938 and in 1990, and the record low, 25, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:53 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:53 p.m., 14 hours of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight in the upper 40s to around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. A chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs around 70. Scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers likely, perhaps a rumble of thunder, mid-60s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers Friday in the lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday, 50s on Saturday, lower to mid-60s on Sunday. And a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny, with highs near 70 on Monday and back to the mid-60s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.